got a real doozy for you this week, folks. The game we're covering is set in a dense, difficult, complex world with a lot of history. You'll need a full sense of the entire political circumstances of the continent and all its most important families to even understand what we're talking about here. So let's dive right in. We'll start 500 years before the events of the game, with a goose named Sir Featherskill Hornbeak. JK, JK, I'm JK. This week we're doing a game about a silly goose, where you play as a silly goose and you mess stuff up. All you need to know going in is that it's pretty damn fun. I'm Julia, and this is Controller Free. Welcome back to Controller Freak. This is Julia, back with my brews, Owen and Aaron, of course. Hey, brews.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Guys, are we ready to take a gander at this latest game?
I was just considering doing a goose pun. I was thinking I'd go with, like, we got a plucky game for you today.
Okay, not bad. Mine's better. Did you have one?
No, geese are cool.
Also kind of on brand. This game has been described as poultry in motion.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty good.
Really? Too. Somebody did that?
What the fuck are we talking about today, you guys? I have had too much cold medicine to make sense out of anything. So someone else tell us what we're going to be talking about.
We're talking about Untitled Goose Game.
That's right.
And it's just called Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah.
That's
very artistic.
It's very artistic.
Yeah, it is. It's like a Montreal or something.
It's like
a,
yeah.
Yes, and they were made by this company, House?
Yes.
House.
Right?
An Australian company.
Yes.
Oh, they're Aussies? I didn't know that.
It seems like a very Australian game.
It's a very Australian game. You destroy the two things Australians care about, which are gardens and pubs.
Yeah.
Are geese common in Australia? Not knowing anything about the developers, I thought this was a UK game. I was like, this is clearly a small British town that a goose is wreaking havoc upon.
Mm. I could see how you could think that, but no, it's Australian.
Really?
I'm not sure geese are a major problem, but they do have these birds with long beaks that eat out of garbage cans. Think called ibis?
Ibises,
something like that.
Know.
Yeah. And those they consider a pain in the ass. They're really cool looking, but they're like little.
Okay, terrors. So that'll be the sequel.
So that'll be Untitled Ibis Game.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this game. What do you do in this game?
Someone. My head doesn't feel connected to my neck.
So you play as a goose.
Yes.
And your basic mission is basically to just wander around, waddle around, and cause havoc, spread mischief. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just this goose, and you just think you run the show. Like, you just think you're entitled to everything. They should have called this game Entitled Goose Game.
Oh! See, there it is. There's the pun.
I made up for the lack of pun earlier. Yep.
Oh,
you just think
God.
You're just entitled to everything.
Oh my God, Owen, that was beautiful.
Like in the copy, like, in the Nintendo. Because is this a Switch exclusive, or is this PC 2? We all played on the Switch.
Yeah.
And in the Switch eShop, I feel like some of the copy for the game is that you hate the humans of this village.
Yeah.
PETA loves this game.
Oh,
and
really?
They wrote a supportive article of it on their website saying that it presents Goose as having feelings and wants and needs.
even though it also characterizes geese as being, like, massive assholes.
Yeah. The goose's wants and needs are to, like, trap a small boy in a phone booth. Like, that's,
and like,
yeah.
And, like, wreck
well,
his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we will get there, but, like, you wreck this little nerd's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it.
You love every second.
Yeah.
Of it.
And that basically sums up the game.
I mean, that's
is you're torturing a child as a goose.
And PETA loves it.
And PETA loves it. Well, we work up to that scene.
It's true. You don't start there.
You gotta swim before you can fly?
Yeah.
What's the
waddle?
The old adage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Swim before you can waddle, I think.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, before we start breaking this down, have you guys ever seen a game like this before in your lives?
I mean, Doom was fairly similar. the most recent Doom.
No,
what is Doom about a goose?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't know that. Yeah, it's about a goose that must just go into hell and kill Satan.
That sounds really good. That sounds weirdly better than I thought.
Yeah.
No, all set aside, for real, in terms of what this game reminds me of, the only thing I can think of is there are certain games that have come out over the years, like Blank Simulator. Like, there was this game, Goat Simulator, that got, like, weirdly popular on the PC, where you're just a goat, and you just, like, run around, and, like, you're very floppy, and you just, like, flop and floop around and, like, fuck with people. And it sort of reminded me of that, but this is, like, this one is a little more polished and, like, a little prettier, a little cuter, a little more serene in the atmosphere and the environment. But, yeah. Can you think of anything?
No, I mean, like, yeah. I've heard it described as Metal Gear Solid, but you're a goose, mm-hmm. which is sort of apt. Because Metal Gear Solid, Julia, you haven't played MGS. But,
guilty.
But it's a stealth action game, basically. So a lot of it is you as this operative snake, like hiding in the shadows and crouching around, hiding in boxes, knocking on a door or a wall to like draw guards one way and then going around the other way. Like very like sneaky shit.
That's how you play Metal Gear Solid?
Yes.
Oh, that's easy. I could do that.
In part. The other part of Metal Gear Solid is like 4-hour cutscenes about how like like NATO has been secretly developing like a genome virus, so like it's like very hassle. Well, you'll get a taste of it in a month or two when we do Death Stranding.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh yeah, stay tuned for Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's like that incorporates some of the like craftier gameplay elements of this. If you're going about it very logically, I have never played a game that seems to encourage like. Fucking around so much. I think you're right. Goat Simulator, definitely, there's like an air of that, but I feel like that's more almost like physics based. And right. Like, look at the stupid physics engines we built.
Right.
And look at what it does to this goat. Right. Like, if you hit it with like a tractor or something.
And I think at some point you can like put a jetpack on the goat.
Right.
Like, there's no shit like that in this game.
No, it's much more psychological, which is like, what are the different ways that this asshole goose can, like, ruin everyone's day?
Yeah.
And, like, destroy things? And that's, I don't know, there's something smaller scale, but also more, like, devious about it, which I like.
Yeah, the permission to be annoying has never been kind of so front and center for me. It's just like, that's your only job right now, is just get what you want and fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
It's like, it was really, like, awesome.
Yeah, you liked it? You enjoyed it?
I did! And I don't know if this happened for you guys, but I kind of was on the surface until I dropped in. And then there was a point when I really dropped in and I was like, oh, I'm Team Goose and I care about getting my shit. And like, I'm mad that all these people are taking out their anger on me. I'm just a poor, innocent little goose.
Mm-hmm. No, you get invested. I think I did yell at the TV a lot, like, because you're sort of solving puzzles, right? Like you're trying to figure out how to do certain things because you have a to-do list for each part.
Right.
And it'll be like, make the gardener put on his sun hat, and you have to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
And then like I would come really close. Like I would try and like take the gardener's keys away from him. And at the very last second he would like track me down and take him back, and I would be like, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I would yell at the TV quite a lot, because, like, I was so close.
Aaron heard me yelling at the Switch last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, a mixture of, like, Julia, like, giggling at the Switch, and also being like, come on! Come on!
Yeah, exactly.
You son of a bitch! Turn around!
Yeah.
The stakes get really real for some
reason. So much of the frustration, too, is just, like, you running around and, like, getting stuck behind, like, a table leg, and you're just like, fuck!
Oh my god, yes.
And that'll ruin it for you, and you're like, god damn it.
Yes. You're not the most graceful goose, but okay.
Yeah, and the camera can be a little bit funky. Like, getting the right angle so you can see what's around you.
You should have had more zoom out options.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's very beautifully, like, I don't know, the quote-unquote cinematography is, like, really, really nice, but in terms of game, like, playing, it's hard sometimes to navigate. Yeah.
Though, all right, when you're dropped in, you are given a brief tutorial of your different mechanisms as a goose, different things you can do.
Yes.
And you have a couple different activities, like you can honk, you can crouch and run, you can grab something with your beak, you can, and this was my favorite gesture, reveal your wingspan.
Right, you can spread your wings.
Spread your
wings. Remarkable to me how little that affects things in the
game.
Yeah,
almost
like,
never.
Spreading your wings, I think that serves you like maybe once or twice throughout the game to help you get shit done. But like, it's a pretty useless mechanic.
Totally.
To spread your wings, but it looks funny every time.
I did it like once every 2 seconds.
Yeah, when do you actually use that?
When I triumphed, I would stand in front of someone and reveal my wingspan and just like make them look at me.
Yeah, there's a part where you just like stand in front of these two women at like a picnic table.
Oh, this is the pub?
And you do a bunch of things for them, and one point you can like spread your wings very majestically, and they like clap for you.
And they clap for you, yes.
But other than that, I was
the
like,
only thing I used it for was, I think what Julia is saying, which is like, come at me, bro. Moments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is like,
exactly.
When I would have like successfully stolen a guy's socks,
you
and
mad?
He like realizes,
yeah.
And I like spread them out, and I'm like, come on, man.
Well, there were things I was thinking I wish you could do in this game. But I feel like some of them might make you less endearing as a player character. Like, I really wish you could hiss at people. Like, if you ever fucked with a goose in real life, they will hiss at you and it's really scary.
True.
Like, but I feel like if you could do that, it would just be, you'd just be, like, kind of scary.
I similarly wanted to bite people, and I was like, Julia, that's too far. Like, that's not what Goose Game is about.
I wanted to shit. I just wanted to fucking poop all over the place. Because I think that would be... Like, a great way of drawing people's attention is just taking the dude aside. And geese are constantly shitting. That's their whole
that's
MO.
True, that's
and everyone
canon.
Sees it, they're just like, oh no! Like, right in the middle of the yard sale.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that also part of Metal Gear Solid? You can just take a big dim?
No. Though, you do meet your girlfriend, well, soon to be your girlfriend, Meryl, in a bathroom in a sexually charged encounter.
In a bathroom?
Yes, after you identify her as your contact by watching all of the guards' asses, you identify her ass as a special ass.
That's amazing.
And you follow her in the bathroom, and then you have a discussion about what you need to do to get out of there alive.
And just as animalistic as Untitled Goose Game.
It would also be cool in this game if you encountered another goose, because then I feel like spreading your wings would really, like, make a statement. Like,
you could
this
make,
is my fucking turf, like, get the hell out of here, bro.
That would be hardcore if you go through, like, the first half of this game and you're just fucking people's lives.
Yeah.
But then, like, stuff on your to-do list is, like, getting done without you doing it, and you're like, what's going on? And then there's this, like, gray goose who's like...
Yeah. Gray
goose. Like, right. And you have to honk at each other, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. As the guys were saying, just to bring you up to speed if you haven't played it yet, the basic way this works is you're dropped into an environment, you're a goose, you have a to-do list of action items that are silly or sometimes weirdly difficult, and they involve your environment, like, you know... Get the gardener to spray himself with the hose. Get the gardener to unlock the door or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And sometimes you can accomplish these things by like a Rube Goldberg kind of setting something in motion and then something later will happen or distraction or just plain old stealing things. There's lots. It is puzzles. Like you said, that's a different way you get things done. And then once you've accomplished enough, I think the next bit of the map opens up and you go on and you're in a different environment. And this happens, what, three or four times?
Yeah.
Four or five times? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the puzzle's sort of mixed in terms of like, some of them are just pure mischief, but then once you've done all of the, once you've like ruined the person's life who like is sort of the owner of this area or like this is their home, then the last trick you play on them is basically extremely fucking them and B, allowing you access to the next part of the town. Because as smart a goose as you are, and as, like, full a human as you are, as PETA applauds, you cannot use a door. You can't turn the handle. You just don't have the tools
for it. No,
you
lack the thumbs.
But you do have the intelligence, the raw avian intelligence to, like, mind fuck any person.
Yeah, you're basically Loki, the god of mischief.
Yes.
If he was a goose.
Yes, in goose form. And the plot of the game is not thick. But it does suggest that you do this on an endless loop, right?
Because
you start off in the woods as though you have been exiled here.
Right. Classic gaming trope.
Right. You wake up in the woods. The first thing you have to do is honk, which is also the same thing you have to do every time you load a save. You have to honk, and it's as though you are awakened from a slumber, like an old god.
Love that.
and you wake up at the beginning of the game near a ditch full of these broken bells. Are they broken?
No.
Just bells.
They're just bells.
Like a ditch full of golden bells. Like, why?
Yeah.
And it takes you the whole game to figure it out.
Yeah, it's a little serial killer-ish.
It is. And eventually you'll understand that this is the culmination of the mischief of the goose, is that you are trying to destroy this miniature village and take its bell, which is this beautiful crowning piece of this miniature village, right?
I guess you know that there's a miniature village and you know that it has a bell.
And like, you need to go there.
Well, you must have scoped it out before and cased the joint.
Well, because you've done this, obviously, 20 other times because you have this graveyard of bells.
Right.
Also, I noticed many people in the town have pre-made no goose signs, mm-hmm. like a goose with a fucking X through mm-hmm. it. And usually the goose is like angry in the picture. So I feel like you do this, you destroy the town, you like rip down the bell, you go back to your home with it. And then like maybe like 5 years pass.
Yeah.
And you're just in that fucking bush waiting to like awaken again as soon as they let their guard down. You
right.
know?
Because when you get the bell finally, when you come back, you like have to travel through all the stages that you've just been to.
Yes.
So you have to like face all your enemies again. And like, but now they're like waiting for you.
They know, because you're ringing a bell.
I was thinking like, they should all have shotguns. Like, that's how you up this game.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
or like Dobermans. Like,
like give them a real challenge.
Yeah.
But then PETA wouldn't like it as much, probably.
No.
I don't understand quite why PETA thinks it's such a great game, because like
you steal someone's bra. Like, that's not okay.
No. And you, like, to get back to that little kid, you, like, destroy that kid's life.
But he's a loser.
He is a loser. He's a nerd. There's like, a little child, right, in the second, because, like, you have to get through this, like, garden, and you do, like, fun pranks in the gardener. Gardener seems like a dick anyway. It's not that big a deal.
Oh, he's annoying.
Yeah.
But then you enter the second area, which is, like, downtown, kind of this little sleepy town.
Yeah.
And the first person you see there, I think, is, like, this little nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Who's, like, he's what, like, maybe 6 or 7?
Yeah, he's got, like, a toy airplane.
He's got a little toy airplane, little, like, big glasses that he's, you know, he clearly has, he needs to see. Yeah. And the goose can do, like, I feel like 4 or 5 things to, like, wreck his life.
Yeah, the game tells you to, like, steal the kid's glasses, steal his toy, and make him buy it back again from the rummage sale that's happening. Or
whatever. Yeah, you steal his toy and you put it into the fucking lady's wares.
This is a goal on your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him argue with the lady, being like, that's my toy. And she's like, no, clearly it's not.
Yeah.
You have to pay.
You have to chase him around, trap him in a toll booth, a phone booth, as I said before.
I made him fall into a puddle. Just of my own fucking evil.
That was just you.
But it unlocked one of the mystery goals, and it was like, good job, man.
You fucked with this kid even harder. Good job.
You're just as evil as this goose, man.
We didn't have to tell you what to do.
You're just wild, dude.
Just fucking ruined this kid's life.
Yeah.
I didn't find him the most sympathetic little boy. So I didn't have a problem.
Well, you were just Team Goose all the
time. I guess I was Team Goose quicker than I thought. Mm-hmm. Speaking to you guys about it, I guess I was more Team Goose.
You're okay even when... Because like what gets me on the Goose's side is the fact that I'm the underdog. And that if push comes to shove, like, the shopkeeper can come at me with a broom. And like, maybe I can get the broom in my like beak and like break it. But like, at the end of the day, if I have a physical confrontation with a human, I'm going to lose. Whereas with that boy, the boy's the only character in the game who's, like, fucking terrified of you.
Right.
And you, like, honk and he, like, runs.
Right.
Unless it's, like, his, like, actual owned objects, he's not going to get in the way of you doing anything.
Yeah.
He's just going to run from you. But, like, still, you as the goose are compelled to, like, fuck his entire existence.
Yeah.
And, like, that, you were still on the goose's side during that.
Yeah, I think because I felt so much like a goose. I was like really in character as the goose, and it just dropped me into this world where I can't communicate. There are things I need to survive. No one's going to get them for me because they hate me because I'm just this like neighborhood nuisance.
You need these things to survive?
I need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I need this potato. I need to get on TV.
You need to knock over a trash can and pick up a toothbrush in there.
Yes, I need to. Or, you know, higher than that, I'm just an animal. Like, don't take out your aggression on me. I'm doing things for reasons you may not understand. But as PETA points out, geese were here 10 million years before humans. So, you know, a little respect.
It's true.
And I just kind of felt like, you know, this is really the problem with the miscommunication between humans and animals, is we don't talk to each other. We don't. We don't talk to each other.
If I could talk to the animals, walk with the animals.
This is like a PSA against playing Untitled Goose Game and going on the PETA website too close to each other, because it'll scramble your mind.
Yeah, something happened to me. I don't feel good.
I wonder if this happens if you play other video games and go on the PETA web. Like, is there a PETA page about, like, Far Cry 4? Where it's like, PETA strongly disapproves of Far Cry 4.
Yeah, the way you ride elephants. Extremely problematic.
The way that you can ride an elephant off a cliff like a fucking go-kart. And feel it die under you as you hit the ground. Best part of the Far Cry series.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. Far Cry aside, did you guys, when you started playing this game, did you know what to do? Or did it take you a minute to, like, figure out what you were supposed to do? And summon the motivation to keep playing it? Like, did you have to make up stakes for yourself or make up a little backstory for yourself? Because I did. I just sort of started projecting onto these people and this goose, like, the deep shit that I thought was going on.
Mm.
I don't know. That's a long-winded way of asking you guys that question.
At first, I didn't. I was like, okay, this is all right, but I didn't love it because I didn't understand that there was this sort of loop of, like, you need to break this person. Whoever the human is that you have access to, you need to break him. And once you do that, you will be allowed to progress. Because there's a lot of shit that you can pick up with your beak. I was like, okay, I have to, like, collect boots, maybe? Or, like, I have to get, like, this fucking, this, like, pacifier and, like, do something with it. I kept picking things up and, like, not knowing what to do with them. And I was bored. And so I quit. But then the next time I logged in, the game helped me in that when they loaded my save, they, like, zoomed in on the gardener. And they were like, look at this fool. Look at this fool. And then they were like, do you want to honk? And I was like, sure. And then so I honked. And then he, like, looked at me and I was like, oh, I have to kill this fool. or at least, like, make him want to kill himself or die.
Wow. And you got all that just from, like, reloading your, loading your save and, like, starting out on this guy.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, I could get, like, maybe most of the things for the picnic. I could accomplish some things on my list.
But you didn't really care.
But I was like, oh, why am I doing this? I'm just collecting.
Wait, is that a secret item on the list? Is, like, get the gardener to kill himself?
No, but that's my subtext. Yeah,
exactly.
For the goose.
Oh, Aaron made this up. Okay.
I think the goose wants to, like just break every person in this town.
Hmm.
And then he can return to his
heaven
deep lair, right, in the bushes in the woods.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And just ring his bells and plot his next next murder, I guess.
Yeah, and dream of when he'll right, exactly.
Do you guys know the short play Sure Thing by David Ives?
Sure.
I don't.
It's the one with the bell that you ding, right?
Exactly.
And every time you ding a bell, someone changes.
Oh, exactly. Yes.
Two people on a date.
Yes, I've seen this.
That was kind of my goose's MO for this, was like bringing people together in ways they wouldn't have interacted without me.
Bullshit. What? Your goose is a force for good?
No, not a force for good, just a force, a catalyst. Mm. So you're teaching the little boy hard lessons about life, about interacting with this lady who runs the rummage sale.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Okay.
What?
I think you just enjoyed fucking with this kid because you thought he was a loser. Now you're saying you're teaching him hard life lessons?
Wait, at no point do you, like, destroy this kid's life so much that he, like, calls the lady in the TV store and is like, you're my real mom. Like, you take care of me, and they, like, hug. Yeah. And as a goose,
now
you, like, spread your wings. Yeah.
Now let's kill this fucking goose, mom.
Let's murder this goose. No.
No, but think of how changed these people are after you having gone through their day.
They hate you, and they...
But they hate each other also. Or they've learned to lean on each other in different ways. Like, I like to think those two neighbors whose gardens you're fucking up simultaneously are, like, secretly in love, and they've, like, had an affair, and they're, like, not speaking to each other.
Right.
And I like to think that you're sort of David Ives-ing the situation and, like, ding, ding.
Right.
You know, when getting them to cross paths.
Right.
Again,
so when you peck the guy's prized roses or whatever, which causes him to scream at the woman that lives next door to him, you were thinking, like, oh, yeah, this is, I'm helping them.
They're on speaking terms again.
They're going to love each other soon.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually kind of love that as, like, a subtext of the game in terms of, if we go with my theory that this is a cycle and the goose does this every like 4 or 5 years and the people just rebuild and forget and then like it happens again. Mm-hmm. But I like that the goose isn't like some demon. But that, like, it like wakes up from its slumber and it's like, it's time to help again. It's like, the evil bell has returned. It's time to exorcise it.
I must destroy the model house that it's in.
The boy plays with his airplane alone. The gardener gardens alone. The man reads his newspaper alone. It's time for the goose to bring them together.
Yes, exactly, Aaron. Thank you. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
It's just, this goose is a catalyst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys didn't get that?
I did not.
No, I mean, the copy in the, again, the copy in the Nintendo eShop tells me that I hate these people.
Yeah, I just, I don't get that when I see the objectives are like, make the guy fall on his bum.
Right.
like, how's that, who's that gonna help?
Or like, no, occasionally you do constructive things like doing the laundry.
Right.
You don't do it correctly.
Right.
And you have to steal everything.
Right. See, and you're washing their laundry, the two neighbors, together. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was very symbolic.
I guess you do wash her bra with his, like, shoe that you've stolen. I guess that would force them to talk.
Yeah.
I don't get the sense...
That was so lovely.
I don't get the sense, though, aside from those women who, like, applaud you, I don't get the sense that anyone likes gooses in this, or geese in this.
No,
in this
I don't town. Think... And to that extent, it's sort of a thankless job, isn't it? Mm. You wander throughout this world, a necessary force, but an unwelcome force.
Wow.
And that really, I found relevant
you're
to
like
me.
Ostracized, but you're a force for good, but no one understands.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're speaking the truth and people can choose to ignore you like a Greek chorus, you know?
Mm.
Wow.
Isn't that what the...
Anyway, yeah,
yeah.
It's a couple Greek similar things. To the story of Antigone.
Right. Or Cassandra.
What was the task that you completed that you found super satisfying to complete? Or is there something you discovered in the world that made your life so much easier that you were like, I'm a goose genius?
I didn't discover it, but I really liked... In this pub, the way you get into the pub.
Oh, yeah.
Is you have to hide in a box.
It's super
and this
fun.
Woman, like, brings you into the room. And then, like, when she's gone, then you pop out. And that felt like some good stealth mechanic shit. That was some Metal Gear Solid shit.
It was extremely Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
And I, like, I didn't even wait for her to, like, go
no,
out.
No, you don't have to.
Because I think I saw in the trailer that, like, it's an option for once you're in the gate. You can just flip out in the box. And so just drop it. And you're, like, fucking batting your wings, like, honking. And that was my preferred entry method.
Yeah.
But... I think anytime I got somebody wet, for some reason, which is, like, one of the meaner things you do in this game is, like, you force people to become uncomfortable. But I love doing that. Like, very early in the game, you're taking the gardener's shit to do various things with. But, like, I didn't do the quests for a little while. I just took his shit and, like, went into the lake mm-hmm. and dropped it in the lake. And he, like, has to get his shit because he, like, it's his job. Mm-hmm. He'll be fired if, like, his boss comes and he's like, I'm sorry, a goose put, like, all of my tools in the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But every time he does it, he reacts with, like, disgust because, like, his entire, like, lower half is getting fucking soaked.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, even though I felt for the kid kind of, I really enjoyed making that kid fucking just faceplant into the puddle.
That's what
that
I'm
was
saying.
Really funny.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, I don't know. I usually play games, Owen can attest, you can both attest to this. I usually play games on like Paragon mode, like straight, like good guy.
Always.
But yeah. I didn't, this game, it's obviously impossible to do.
Right.
But, like, I kind of enjoyed not being at all. That wasn't even an option, you know?
Right.
There was no option for me to be the doctor and not the vampire in
right.
this game.
Right.
You're a fucking goose and you're a fucking asshole.
Here's what I found really satisfying to do. I didn't honk for the first entire scene.
You didn't honk?
The gardener. No.
You didn't find it fun?
No, I just thought, what's the point? I have a job to do, like, enough. Then, when I made it through the gardener's thing and I was into the downtown area with the rummage sale and the little boy,
mm-hmm.
one of the items on the to-do list is trap him in the phone booth. And I was like, how the hell am I going to do that? And I honked by accident at some point and he got startled. And something clicked for me, Julia the Goose, that, like, I can use fear as a weapon to move this boy to my will. And I had no greater pleasure than honking him into that fucking telephone booth and having him stay there while I was like, honk! And then watching him make a frantic 911 call and just being like, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
He definitely calls the, like, am I wrong? He definitely calls the lady in the shop, like,
no, to his 10 left.
Feet away. Yeah. It's very sad.
Yeah, he calls her, really like, sad. It's happening again.
Right? And she's like, motherfucker.
Please save me, miss.
Also, like, a highlight of the game was when she comes out, she opens the door, and again, that's, as a goose, you're like, door is open, like, that's the one thing I can't do.
Right.
One of your goals is to get on TV. Yeah. This is a TV store. You can, like, switch a button to make it, like, switch, like, inputs so that it's just closed-circuit TV filming the store. And so, like, you immediately go in the shop because the door is open, hit the switch, and all of a sudden you're being broadcast. And that was actually, I changed my answer, that was my favorite, was doing that and positioning the goose as close as I could to the biggest TV and then honking so you just saw TV, the goose being like, dong, 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 before she, like, comes in and, like, shoos you out. I do think that it's necessary, though, the silliness of this game. Like, a serious game, even a game that's occasionally silly, like Mass Effect, say, it's generally played straight, and that makes me feel bad for doing things that are too heinous. Mm-hmm. But I think since you're a fucking goose in this, and it's just so inherently silly, that gives me permission to also, like, be evil. Mm-hmm. And, like, indulge in the joy of, like, ruining things.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't give yourself that permission if it wasn't so silly?
Yeah, if I wasn't a goose, and if I wasn't, like, a preening fucking honking goose, I don't think this would be as fun for me to be as evil as it is.
Yeah.
Like, if I was just, like, a gross rat, I don't think it would be as fun for me.
Why?
The fact that I'm a funny, preening, stupid goose makes it more
but
fun.
But rats don't know they're any grosser or
huge stab at rats out of nowhere.
Yeah, PETA, if you're listening,
they're not as silly to me, PETA. Mm-hmm. PETA, listen, there is a scale of animals, we all know this, from silliest to least silly. And I think geese are, like, pretty far on the silly end, mm-hmm. along with, like, aardvarks and fucking stupid cats.
Wow. Oh, man. Wow. What is happening
here? You guys have a cat, too.
Keep listening. Well, yes, didn't this goose in this game, we talked about this, Julia, remind us of our cat?
It did.
Stupid cat?
It did. It really put me inside her head.
It was like playing our cat, yeah. but she was a stupid goose.
Yeah, I get it now.
And then on the other end of the fucking spectrum, there's things like the noble lion and, like, the noble antelope and, like, the noble
the
eagle.
Noble antelope?
Yeah, like, antelopes aren't silly. They're noble.
They're graceful.
Great, very graceful, right?
They are kind of silly, though. Look
I wouldn't call them noble.
Antelope. Jumping around. What are we jumping to? What are we doing?
But, like,
what's going on?
Yeah.
Playing as an eagle.
Well, we gotta jump. What's wrong with walking or running?
That's a good point.
Seems silly, that's all.
But playing as an evil antelope, what I'm saying is, wouldn't do it for me. I would actually be sad. Or an evil lion, like, no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Because what, there's too much personality there? Like, is there something just dead enough in the eyes of a goose that allows you to separate from it and say, like, okay, it's not real. It's not me. Fuck
it. It is such a stupid creature that I'm fine with it using its stupidity for evil. But
real venom for goose.
But, like, no, but it's not. It's a pro in this sense. It allows me to engage.
Well, it's
in
a little bit
way.
Of a backhanded compliment to the geese, Aaron.
I think it levels.
You're so stupid. You're cute.
I think it levels them with their victims in a way that is like, if I'm a mean lion, like I'm going to be put down by park services, you know, or by the zookeepers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not fun mm-hmm. for me. But a goose is such a stupid thing. That, like, it ruining people's lives just makes them as stupid as the goose always is, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see.
I got it.
Just like our cat getting poop stuck in her butt and running around the apartment trying to rub it off on different things
mm-hmm.
makes me as stupid as a cat with poop on its butt when I run around yelling at it, saying, no, no, not on your butt. Put it in the sand. Looking at that as somebody else, that would be really funny. Mm.
It is.
Does any of this make any sense?
It does.
No, totally.
I'm with you. I'm just enjoying hearing about this shit that your cat does.
Let's talk about in the, like, augmented version of this game where the goose in the very last scene meets his match and a human takes him down.
Takes him down?
What do you think happens
like
to him?
Shoots him?
Well, I don't know. That's up to you.
Or, like, puts out a poison trap and, like, slowly reveal that you've been poisoned and you're like, oh. It takes a while for it to, like, sink in.
Like, you eat.
Your vision starts getting blurry and the colors get weird.
You eat, like, a shitload of, like, cereal in, like, a convenient bowl early in the game.
Right, it's just set up, displayed nicely for you.
And then, like, and everyone's being super nice to you throughout, like, they don't care that
you're like, here you are!
And then, like, but whenever you enter a new area, like, the vision, like, blurs,
right,
and, like,
right.
The screen goes black for a second. And then you put it all together at the end.
Or something in that
as
cereal.
You're dying, like, memento. Yeah.
I think you like, take the bell, like, back to your, like, home base, mm-hmm. and you're, like, it's, like, Red Dead. You're, like, fucked.
Right. You just realize you ate strychnine or something.
Right. And then you, like, collapse into your, like, bell horde, and you die there on top of it.
That would be a beautiful ending.
I like this, like, but also this, like, pastel-colored, like, very colorful, like, pretty, but, like, artistic game. Cuts to, like, a photorealistic, like, cutscene that makes your Switch hot to, like, run it. Because it's just, like, straining the graphical capabilities, like, prettier than The Witcher.
Makes your Switch hot.
And then once you watch the thing, the credits roll fast.
Right.
It quits out of the game and it uninstalls it from your... And you gotta buy it again if you want to play it.
Okay. I love that. Speaking more of the world of the goose and possibilities that could exist, was there any kind of situation that you wanted to stumble into that the goose didn't make it into that you thought, oh, this might be interesting? I really wanted my goose to go into an office and just kind of do a couple things on the computer, piss a couple people off, see what happens. Maybe one jumps out the window, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. I kind of love it because the whole game takes place in this, like, sleepy little town. Kind of love that there's, like, one skyscraper.
Yeah, there's one skyscraper
and
office.
And the goose has to, like, trick someone into pushing a button and then, like, goes to the penthouse and, like, ruins that fucking life.
You get your security photo taken. And it's
right.
Just your goose face.
You get a little badge, yeah. I thought, good, because a portion of this game is, like, navigation of the city's waterways, because that's a very convenient method of transportation for you. As a goose.
Oh yeah, it is, I guess.
I thought at some point you were gonna get, like, go down a storm drain and end up in the sewer and then, like, have to, like, go back up a pipe and, like burst out of someone's toilet or something.
That would
be pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I think it would be slightly too cartoonish for this game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think too many physical, like, impossibilities would have to happen.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the music? It's mostly a piano, I think. Right?
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought it was pretty.
It was very relaxing.
Yeah.
This game was very relaxing for me in general, despite the, like, wacky nature of it. Like I would play this game in, like, installments, just in a particularly crazy time, moving apartments, etc. But when I would get a chance, I'm like, oh, I finally have a free hour or two. I can, like, play some Goose Game. In, like, this empty apartment where there's, like, no furniture yet, and it's just me and the goose, and it's like, this is a weird little game, but it's putting me at ease. It's very tranquil. And the music was a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's based on Chopin, right? I think I saw that in the credits. That they're like, interpretations of or, like, extrapolations from.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not full pieces, because it's just very sparse when, like...
It's a goose playing Chopin?
Yes, it's a trained goose.
Like B.F. Skinner's goose.
That they injected with methamphetamine and put in front of a concert piano.
That explains it.
It's
really good.
I enjoyed the music. It was pretty good for a goose.
Are you going to leave this game feeling like you get it? Like you get geese now? Or put it simply, what was the last game that made you change your view on anything because of how it portrayed something sympathetically?
God.
Right?
After playing Red Dead, which took like 100 hours, over 100 hours, I did love Horsies.
Yeah, I'll second that.
And I never, like, loved... I thought Horsies were cool as a kid, but I never, like, needed one or, like, really wanted to be around them that much. They were kind of scary. And, like, beautiful, but, like, also, I had no need for them, you know?
Yeah. No, I didn't like them much. My sister was obsessed with them.
Right.
I used to go to horse shows and say, I don't need this.
Like, even in the, chivalry context, I was like, I don't need this. I felt the same way. I don't need this. Like,
this is what I thought when I was 8 years old.
I could be a...
Needs this shit.
Needs this.
I was doing smell bad. And
I was doing fine.
Yeah.
But, like...
But Red Dead...
Yes.
Boy, you grow attached to your fucking horse.
Yes. From, like, getting them to, like, bonding with them.
Yeah.
That changed my outlook on...
They poop a lot in the game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They do.
And their balls shrink when it gets cold.
God. Thank you, Rockstar. It's a real mechanic.
I didn't make that up.
Thank you, Rockstar. That's just like in this game, when you go to the Arctic zone and you see the goose's dick shrivel up.
Right.
My goose didn't have a dick.
Well, you probably didn't get to the Arctic zone.
No, you're right. That's the bonus level.
The snow level where, like, your goose's genitalia, like, gets sucked up.
Right, and your health is constantly dropping because it's too cold.
That's right. You have to find a parka and steal a child's parka and watch him freeze to death.
We want to see them make another animal game, and if so, what animal do we want?
I knew this question was coming.
Oh, really?
I knew this question was coming. Oh yeah. How about, like, Untitled Snake game?
I have the same thing. Good, good.
Snake.
Which is, like, a lot more scary.
Is the entire game you fatally biting people?
Yes.
It's like you hiding in shoes.
Yeah.
So wait, what do you do in Untitled? Where does it start?
So it starts out, you get into someone's house by, like, getting underneath and getting into, like, a crawl space. You pop out of a toilet. You scare the fuck out of everyone. They, like, hide in their rooms and lock their doors. And it's just you slithering around the halls. And you gotta figure out, like, what crevices you can get into to get into more rooms. Yeah, and then you fatally bite people.
And then, correct me if I'm wrong, but the whole game is first person, right? It's not this cute, like, third person, like, kind of, like,
no,
like aerial.
It's from the snake POV, so, like, your vision is, like, all red and, like, kind of blurry.
And you're just seeing up close as you, like, rend people's skin with your fucking
thing. The cops show up pretty quickly outside.
Yeah, and animal control, and they're, not, like, not prepared.
Yeah.
So that's more dead, more corpses there.
Yep.
And a good reprieve in the second act, you, like, warm yourself in the sun, because you're all... cold blood.
Right, you just get out on a nice big rock.
Nice big rock. We have a moment of sympathy for the snake. We're like,
I love it.
And then you get into, like, a big stocking, and it's very cute. You, like, slither around in a sock.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas!
This takes place on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And the game ends when it is finally Christmas.
Yes.
Aaron, top that. Top our snake
game. I can't top an Untitled Snake game. Mine was just going to be called Titled Monkey Game, Snuggles. This is a game that was titled, it's called Snuggles. You play as Snuggles, you're not a chimp, but like one of those other monkeys that are sort of like chimps, but they appear, they're very mischievous, they steal cameras from tourists. Shiny things, like capuchin monkeys or something.
Bonobos? Oh.
Yeah, maybe. Some sort of lower primate.
Mm-hmm.
And your job is you're in like a tourist destination that has monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to steal cameras and like shiny shit from tourists. But then like there's an RPG mechanic where you then go and you sell all of them to a fence. It's another monkey. You sell all of them and then you buy like cooler monkey like hairdos and like armor.
Okay, so there's a monkey economy.
Totally. Totally. And like a hub, like a base that you can upgrade.
Right. So the monkeys understand capitalism.
Yes, and have a treehouse.
Right.
And so you, like, upgrade treehouse. You do this for a good 50 hours. Just this loop of, like, theft and then fencing and then leveling up. And then, finally, all the tourists and, like, the local government and, like, probably Interpol, they all get together and they, like, storm your treehouse. And the rest of the game is just fucking tower defense.
Jesus.
You, like, you're gonna mow down as many as you can.
Wow.
As a monkey.
Your name is Snuggles.
That's really intense.
What if you're a human dressed up like a goose? and you go through the exact same motions of this game, but you're only getting away with everything because people think you're a goose.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you've successfully fooled people?
Yeah, you're in a goose costume.
People believe, though, that you are...
Yeah. But, you know, different places here and there, parts of your costume come undone, and people... Then you start having to kill people when they see that you're
actually... They know too much.
They know too much.
And then do you have, like, as you're doing, like, mischievous goose shit, does your, like, pager keep going off and, like, you need to pick your son up from soccer?
Right, like, I was gonna say, you come home later and your wife is like, the fuck you been this again?
Right.
This can't keep happening.
You've got to hide all your goose shit from your wife.
Right.
But you have to hide all your human shit from everyone else in town.
Yeah. This is basically you're a furry.
You're right. Like, you're like a shame fear.
Untitled furry game.
Oh my god. And you're living two lives.
Right.
That, see, that's the trauma I think we're getting at here with Untitled Goose Game that we're so close to, which is perception versus... you, what you need and want.
And then the end could be you come home, like, after, like, finally you got the bell from the miniature town, like, you did everything you need to do, and you come home and turn the lights on, and there's, like, everyone in town sitting in, like, a circle, mm-hmm. and they're like, have a seat, Todd. Oh.
Yes!
It ends with your intervention.
And then you sink into the couch and, like, bury your beak in your hands, and then, like... And then, like, the credits roll, like, super slow as, like, you hear the like, real English. Like, it's not like, burr, 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 burr. It's like, Todd, we need to talk to you. I think you know what this is about. And it's, like,
we're
just, like, 45.
We care about you.
Right, we're here because we care about you. We remember the old Todd. And, like, just 45 minutes of just, like, expertly voice acted.
And then it cuts to you looking into the camera with your goose mask saying, like, I'm really glad everyone sat me down. I realize now that I really clucked up.
Right. Oh.
You guys want to just give any parting thoughts to Goose Game? Like, would you recommend this game? Who should play it? Who would you recommend it to? What would you say?
I would recommend it to people that like puzzle mechanics and games. The goose might not be enough to get you hooked into it.
I think everybody should play this game, honestly. I don't love puzzles and games unless it's, like, really soaked in, like, other mechanics. Mm-hmm. Like Zelda I can do, but even that, every so often, I'm like, oh, fucking another ball that I gotta put in a slot.
It's so much.
Right. And this is all puzzles, but, like, it's so soaked in that, like, mischievous, like, fuck you, like, fun that I love it. And I think... most people will.
Yeah.
What do you think people can learn from this game?
Hate. No, I don't know. I think what you learn is that not every game has to be Death Stranding. You know? Not every game has to be a 400-hour... I'm as guilty of this as anyone, where, like, in getting a new game, I'll be like, yeah, but, like, is it gonna be 50 hours?
Right.
Can I have sex with the computer people who I meet?
Well, that's a fair question.
Yeah, I know. You would feel that way too, Julia.
Yeah, I want to.
And I'm making fun of you, but I'm also making fun of myself. Because I feel the same way.
Finally.
But like...
Jesus.
But like, luckily, the goose game has no other goose that you can make it with. There's no...
Big oversight.
You're definitely bummed out about that. Mm-hmm.
There's no plot except for that you're a goose. And like, you hate people. It's so, like, simple, and it was perfect. That was all the game needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I did not need a cutscene, I did not need anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Does anyone have a goose pun to take us out?
No, I was just gonna say, is it time to fly south for the winter? It's not really a pun, but it still applies to what we're talking about.
I like it.
I like it! That worked for me.
Don't humor me.
Honk honk! Thanks so much for joining us as we spread our wings and let our inner fowl free. Next week, we, the three least athletic voices you've ever listened to, yes, will face our schoolyard fears and do... sports. That's right. We're infecting ourselves with playoff fever and we'll be reviewing MLB The Show 19. Let's play balls!